Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I tell you what, more than 10 million Australians, that's 44.5%, eat two or less serves of fruits and vegetables each day. Now, even more startling, almost 1 million have absolutely no fruit or vegetables each day. Generation Y are four times as likely than baby boomers to eat no vegetables at all in a day, and one in four Australians start their day with white bread. Janelle Purcell, you must be reeling.
Janella is reeling also, Ben.
Janella, of course, is a naturopath, a whole food chef, nutritionalist and best-selling author, and she's joining us on the line to talk about this passionate topic.
Yes.
What's happening? Why are things getting so bad out there?
I think, well, for the same reason it has been since probably post-war, that fast food and junk food became available. We didn't have to cook at home. Before, we had to cook at home, but now it's like, well, I can grab some refined carbs and it's cheap and it will fill me up momentarily. And a lot of people don't associate the way they feel with what they've eaten, and I think that that's a big problem. There's a lot of reasons why this has happened, and I think a lot of people also put their head in the sand to it because it is really complicated. But that's why we wanted to do this with the Vitamix campaign, the 7 at 7 and Breakfast Challenge, to make it easy for people. They often don't really want to know the ins and outs of why this is happening, but people like me and other people who are out there trying to get laws changed and, you know, different foods in tuck shops and in canteens and you know, just make it easier for people to cook at home and give them their knowledge and empower them. But in the meantime, let's just put it all in a mixed master, let's put it in a powerful Vitamix and blend it up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of this, and I suppose a lot of Australians are guilty of this. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but it seems to be the one that we pay least attention to or preparation to. So me driving to work to get there on time and stopping off to get a coffee really doesn't classify as breakfast.
No. Often if you miss breakfast, then the rest of the day is trouble.
Oh, tell me about it. By 4 o'clock, I'm written off.
Do you not eat anything till 4 o'clock?
No, I do. But, you know, yeah. I get into a zone and then I just forget about food.
I think you're not alone in that. But the thing is, if you're not eating breakfast and you're not getting the proper nutrients in the morning, especially protein, then you're going to be using your adrenaline rather than the food as energy. And then we get burnt out and then we get anxious and depressed and we get autoimmune diseases and chronic diseases. And then we're wondering why we're all such a sick bunch, whereas a lot of it could be helped and saved by eating breakfast. You're also set up better for not craving white carbs and white sugar for the rest of the day if you've got those foods into you, because they keep your blood sugar even because of the amount of fibre in there. So it's not just giving you what you need, it's also preventing you from eating all the nasty stuff out there that's causing a lot of the problems. So, you know, when you're starving, you're just going to grab anything and go, I'll just start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's the same day. And then there's the whole self-loathing that goes on with it. And, oh, my God, what am I doing to myself? So why not just, you know, get organised a little bit, get some fruit and veg. And you're not going to pig out so much at night as well. If you have a coffee in the morning, your blood sugar crashes. By 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, it's really all over, as you said. And then you can't wait to get home and just eat too much and then lie on the couch and, you know, that's all over. And the next day you feel awful again and start again.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of, okay, let's do this. Let's look after ourselves. Our body is the most important thing we have. And then start with some fruit and vegetables. I also like to add protein into my smoothie because it's a really good way to kickstart your brain and to keep you not getting so hungry.
Okay.
Well,
Janella, I have to say you've changed the way I'm thinking again, and I think I'll get the Vitamix today when I leave the studio and I'm going to start experimenting. Now, of course, you can get there's a little recipe book as well, isn't there?
Yeah, the 7 recipes. It's an e-book and it's got pictures of the smoothies and a recipe guide that will really inspire people. And there's on the website, there's so many people now doing it and their feedback's on there. So it's really nice to be part of a community to do this.
Janella Purcell, thank you for joining us today.
Ben, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure as always.
No problems.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.